time for a quick tune-up. Welcome to U-Tune. My name is Rhea Greif, and let's get to work on a quick fix of your brand, U-Ink. Today, we will work on accessing humanity. Accessing the humans around you is no different than an elevator pitch. You have to give the person a reason to listen to you, keep up the interest for continued engagement, and hope that they will buy into your ideas. But you might not have time to come up with the perfect script and pitch it to investors, so let me give you a cheat sheet to get that elevator directly to your floor. Access to the internet has been deemed a basic human right by the United Nations. Yet, access to humanity has become increasingly troubling for many. Some say that we are in the golden age of awkwardness. Okay, think of some of the last social interactions you had. Some people we usually come into contact with regularly are the parking attendant, the cleaners, the nanny, the bus driver, the barista, the librarian. Okay, so think of some of yours. Got it? Great. Now, I want you to think about how that went for you. Not satisfied? Many times we aren't. Let's see if we can make our stupid coffee into coffee with extra whipped cream. Imagine you are going through the Starbucks drive-thru. Your kitten is missing and you are in a distracted mood. You come to the window and hand your money to the attendant barista without looking up because you are busy posting to a Facebook Lost and Found furry friends group. The attendant only sees a person that did not give them the eye contact and will probably not go through the extra care to put your drink together, and you are given something that is subpar, which you call stupid coffee. Okay, let's try this again. Your cat is missing, but when you pull up to the window, you say, hello, give eye contact to the attendant, and when they say, how are you today, you say, not so good. And they will ask you why, and you share your story about your missing kitten. At this juncture, access to humanity begins. The barista shares that she had lost a kitten once and gives you tips on how to find the kitty, like leave out catnip in their litter box, for example, and how they were able to find their kitty after a week. This gives you hope and also reinforces for both of you the value of access to connectivity. All you have to do is be genuine, give eye contact, and share. Finally, the barista offers to add extra whipped cream to your coffee and you leave with a sweet taste of access to the best that humanity has to offer in the guise of an espresso machine. My pro tip. At every moment, I am open to this type of access to myself and to others. On a recent trip to Detroit, I was looking for a flask from a liquor store. I walked into a spot that Siri told me I should go to, and when I walked in, I approached the owner who, because of my openness, took me into the kitchen, out the back door, and gave me directions to the place down the street. It didn't end there. I went into an atmosphere that was absolutely foreign to me. A liquor store in a rough neighborhood, according to the warning given by the first person I was gained access to. There was a check cashing station inside of the liquor store, and yet every single person was cordial, and I was respectful of their process as well. I had to eventually go to a third location, and I had discussions about tax raids, West Side versus East Side, had laughs, and access to humanity in its most honest, rawest, and pleasant form. When you access humanity in that way, all interactions feel magical. Time for a movie motivation. Forrest Gump is a true testament to the power that accessing humanity can have, and that whatever your obstacles might be, you can get yourself access to anyone. Forrest Gump came out in 1994, directed by Robert Zemeckis and stars Tom Hanks, Robin Wright, and Sally Field. The story depicts several decades in the life of Forrest Gump, a self-described slow-witted but kind-hearted, good-natured man from Alabama who witnesses and in some cases influences some of the defining events of the latter half of the 20th century in the United States. You too can access, influence the world around you in ways that you won't know until you actually show up like Forrest Gump did. To learn more about ways to find your box of chocolates that are hyper-local and straight from the farm with Dave Rinaldo's Azodi program, and how a food awakening is awaiting us, you can listen to the U-Ink episode that is the companion to this U-Tune break on WCBE.org at 6:30 a.m. on Saturdays with me, Rhea Greif. Until our next time together, remember that you are in charge of U-Ink. Time to stop spinning and start winning.